Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Matthew 5:1-2. The lessons which Jesus taught on this occasion comprise 3 chapters of Matthew's gospel. Never had such principles of truth been set forth. No prophet had spoken in such a manner as Jesus spoke on this occasion. When Jesus concludes this lesson, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes, Matthew 7:28-29. Jesus taught a lesson that was life-changing. He set forth a teaching that was to govern the kingdom that he would establish in his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus pronounced blessings upon those who chose to be poor in spirit, mourn over sin, meek in disposition, hunger and thirst for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, and accept persecution without wrath. The key to the teaching of Jesus was that the righteousness of his kingdom must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees for them to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We are instructed by Jesus that we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Matthew 5:13-16. Jesus manifested his authority by declaring, "But I say unto you." We are taught how we are to treat others in our daily walk of life. His law was, "Therefore with all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them," Matthew 7:12. The disciples of Jesus were taught by the teacher from God that we are to be forgiving even to our enemies, and that we are to go about doing good without the praise of man. We are not to pass critical judgment, an unjust judgment upon others, but rather take consideration and examination of our own lives. The great teaching of trusting God was taught as we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. Our trust is to be in God and his word, rather than placing trust in earthly things. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, Matthew 6:20. As Jesus concluded this ageless teaching, he spoke of the divine requirements placed upon us by heaven. He spoke of the wisdom and foolishness of man in our refusal to hear the word of God. Those who are truly wise in this world are those who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, Matthew 7:24. The guideline of heaven is always, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.